sheep.
How about some more beans, Mr. Taggart?
I'd say you've had enough. I understand there's a new sheriff in town. Who wants to kill him?
Well, there we go. The real BS show.
This is where I'm supposed to talk.
Yeah.
I can't stop laughing.
I think that introduction there is kind of like our anthem for our show.
Boy, I bet we lost a few fans in that one. Shoot. Oh, geez, that's funny. That's from a movie. Blazing Saddles. That's what it was.
That by Mel Brooks. Yeah. He directed it and acted in it.
Yeah, he was in it. Yeah. He's one of my favorite movies. It's right up there with King Kong and some of the other goofy ones I watch.
Didn't Richard Pryor help write a lot of that movie?
He wrote a lot of it, and they wanted him to be the sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of that Clavon, I forgot his name, Williams or
something. Cleven Little, right?
Little, yeah. But the movie executives said no because his drug habit was so bad.
Right, yeah.
He was so hard to work with or something, I don't know.
Richard Pryor was a funny guy, though, so he definitely helped that movie shine.
Yeah, well, and then the executives at the movie studios, they didn't even want to do this movie. They wanted to can the whole thing, and Mel Brooks is the one that got a hold of it and revived it and pushed it and made it happen.
Right.
And he made a fortune. I mean, like $120 million or something back in the early 70s or something.
Right.
When this came out. He spent $2 million to make it, and they took in $120 million.
Jeez, that's a huge
profit. So, I mean, it was a big hit, though. I mean, it was funny. It just downright funny. You get any more clips from that?
Oh, yeah.
There was one in the beginning. I remember in the beginning of the thing about it. About singing in Kansas City Faggots.
Yeah.
You got that clip?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear that one.
Boys, where's your spirit? I don't hear no singing. When you were slaves, you sang like birds. Come on, how about a good old nigger work song?
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a belt out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine.
Hold it, what the hell is that shit? I'm in a song, a real song, something like Swing Low Sweet Chariot.
Swing low, chariot.
Don't know that one, huh? Well, how about Decamp Town Ladies?
Decamp Town Ladies.
Decamp Town Ladies.
Oh, you know. Decamp Town Ladies, sing this song. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Decamp Town Racetrack, 5 miles long. All the doo-dah day.
Run all night, one run all day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? I had you people try to get a little track lead, not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
Sorry, Mr. Taggart, I guess we kind of got caught up.
Listen, dummy. The surveyors say they may have run into some quicksand up ahead. Better check it out.
Okay, I'll send down a team of horses to check out the ground.
Horses? Why, we can't afford to lose no horses, you dummy. Send over a couple of niggers.
Okay, Mr. Taggart.
The film was a success because of Mel Brooks's brilliant writing and direction, but what made it a huge success were the cast members. Sadly, some of the main Blazing Saddles cast members have since passed away. Clevon Little. Cleavon Little was born June 1st, 1939 in Chickasha, Oklahoma. He grew up in San Diego and went on to attend San Diego State College, where he majored in speech therapy. It was during this time that he appeared in a role in the famous play A Raisin in the Sun. He later honed his acting skills at Juilliard and the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. His professional acting debut came in 1967 when he appeared in the off-Broadway play McBird. For the remainder of the decade, he appeared in a slew of back-to-back plays, including Ossie Davis's hit musical Pearly, for which Cleavon bagged a Tony Award. He also began appearing in films and TV shows around this time. His first major role was in the 1970 blaxploitation film Cotton Comes to Harlem. His big break, however, came in the TV series Temperature Rising, in which he played Dr. Jerry Noland. His biggest break was when he played Sheriff Bart in Blazing Saddles. He wasn't the original choice, but it was decided a newcomer, who was still a relatively fresh face, would be ideal to play a black sheriff in an all-white town. Cleavon Little became a huge star following the release of Blazing Saddles and never looked back. His other notable film work includes roles in Grease Lightning, The Salamander, Jimmy the Kid, Fletch Lives, and Goin' to Chicago, his final film role. Cleavon Little died a year after his final film was released. He had colon cancer and died at his home in Los Angeles at age 53. Gene Wilder. If you know American cinema, then you know about Gene Wilder's irrefutable contribution and his wide variety of roles, especially in comedy. He was born June 11, 1933, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He began taking acting classes at age 13. He later honed his skills at the Old Vic Theater in Bristol, England. He also studied the Stanislavski method upon returning to the U.S. His first film role was in the 1967 crime film Bonnie and Clyde, where he played the supporting role of Eugene Grizzard. But his big break came later that year when he co-starred with Zero Mostel in Mel Brooks's first feature film, The Producers. This brilliant film introduced us to Brooks's style of humor. It also showed us that Gene Wilder was perfect for playing Mel Brooks's idiosyncratic characters. In Blazing Saddles, he played Jim the Waco Kid. This hapless cowboy was still one of his earliest roles and went on to become one of his best known. The 70s and 80s were arguably the best decades for Gene Wilder. His most famous role was likely Willy Wonka in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That's what made him a star. He decided to retire from acting rather early. He appeared in two films in the 90s, Funny About Love and Another You. In 2005, he narrated the documentary Expo, Magic of the White City. Gene Wilder died on August 29, 2016, at age 83 in Stamford, Connecticut. Slim Pickens. Louis Burton Lindley Jr. was born June 29, 1919, in Kingsburg, California. His father, Louis Sr., was a dairy farmer, and young Jr. spent much of his early life living a lifestyle similar to that of the Old West, which made him perfect for his eventual role in Blazing Saddles. He became skilled in horse riding at a young age and tried his hand at rodeo, but he was once told by his manager that there was little chance he'd earn money from competitions. His manager used the phrase slim pickings, referring to the slim chance of Louis winning money. It was at this time that he adopted the professional name Slim Pickens. Slim Pickens did eventually have a successful career in rodeo for about 20 years. He then decided to pursue a career in acting. He appeared mostly in westerns and often played himself or a character based on his personality and name. His most popular film roles in comedies were in Dr. Strangelove and Blazing Saddles. He later won praise for his role in Marlon Brando's film One-Eyed Jacks. His notable film roles also included Major Dundee, The Getaway, The Apple Dumpling Gang, Honeysuckle Rose, and Christmas Mountain. His final film role was in the sex comedy Pink Motel, released in 1982. Slim Pickens died the following year after his surgery to remove a brain tumor. Harvey Korman. Harvey Korman was born February 15, 1927 in Chicago. He served in the U.S. Navy during the Second World War and began studying acting after his discharge. He began with the Peninsula Players, with whom he appeared in local plays throughout the late 50s. His professional career began in the 60s. He appeared in bit parts in popular TV shows, including Dennis the Menace, The Donna Reed Show, and The Red Skelton Hour. He also appeared in feature films like Gypsy, Lord Love a Duck, and Don't Just Stand There. But his big break came when he was cast as Hedley Lamarr in Blazing Saddles. This was the film that made him a star, and he collaborated with Mel Brooks again in High Anxiety and History of the World Part 1. His other notable film roles include Huckleberry Finn, Herbie Goes Bananas, Curse of the Pink Panther, Radioland Murders, and The Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas. He had occasional roles in popular TV shows and movies, including The Munsters, The Flintstones, in which he voiced the Great Gazoo, The Muppet Show, The Tim Conway Show, and The Harvey Korman Show. He died due to complications that arose from a ruptured abdominal aortic aneurysm on May 29, 2008. He was 81. Madeline Kahn. Madeline Kahn was born September 29, 1942, in Boston. She studied drama and music at Hofstra University and was later known for her versatile acting and singing skills. She began her showbiz career appearing in plays. Her notable plays in the 60s were Kiss Me, Kate, How Now, Dow Jones, Promises, Promises, and Promenade. Her first major film role was in the Peter Bogdanovich film What's Up, Doc? Her big break was when she was cast as Lily von Stupp in Blazing Saddles. Since then, she became a staple of Mel Brooks's films and appeared in High Anxiety, Young Frankenstein, and History of the World Part 1. Her other notable film roles include The Muppet Movie, City Heat, Clue, Mixed Nuts, and Judy Berlin. She sadly died due to complications from ovarian cancer on December 3, 1999, at age 57. Mel Brooks wrote this great film with a team of other accomplished screenwriters. One of them was comedian and actor Richard Pryor. Pryor was at the height of his career in the 70s. Without a doubt, some of the funniest lines and scenarios in Blazing Saddles are a result of his contribution to the script. He was the original choice to play Sheriff Bart, but the studio refused to finance the film if Pryor was cast. They felt his drug use would prove him to be unstable on set.
The Real BS Show. So, Bill, that was Blazing Saddles there.
Huh? Yeah, and something blazing in the background. Mm-hmm. That's that firewood from BillsFirewood.com.
That's right. It's very hardwood, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Talking about that, I got a segment for you. So this is a different movie, different crew. You like Blazing Saddles. I'm a huge Monty Python fan.
Monty Python. I don't know much at all about Monty Python movies.
Well?
What was that one? Holy Grail?
The Holy Grail. They had Life of Brian. I got a few of both, and some of it from their TV show. This song here is actually, it's kind of it's a mixture of everything, but this song's dedicated to you, Bill.
Was that Marty? Is that where the Holy Grail? Is that where the guy had a sword fight and he kept cutting limbs
yeah.
off?
It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah, I remember that. That was from the Holy Grail.
Yeah, that was from the Holy Grail.
How did that end up, anyway?
That was a funny. It was. I can't ruin the one bit for you, but the whole movie is.
I'll have to search that out.
Oh, definitely, it's well worth.
They were there. He was like pretending he was riding on a horse
with coconuts.
Somebody behind him was clapping coconuts or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You might also like Life of Brian. That's another movie they did that they. It's about a guy that was everyone thought was the Messiah, and he's like, "I'm not the Messiah." And they said that only a true Messiah would say that's a Messiah. That's Life of Brian. Huh. But this song here is dedicated to you. I think you will find it somewhat true to your lifestyle.
Okay, I'm totally. I have no idea what's coming.
Because you know, BillsFirewood.com. You know, just remember BillsFirewood.com when you listen to this song.
Giant redwood, larch, the fir, the mighty Scots pine.
What about my bloody parrot?
The smell of fresh-cut timber, the crash of mighty trees. With my best girl by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesday I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesday he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea. He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he skips and jumps, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars. He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
Oh, feathers! And I thought you were so Budge!
Oh, you pansy! Hello! Hello!
Oh, that wasn't very very nice on that.
Jeez. Oh, jeez. That song brings me to tears.
That's
of joy.
That Mighty
Monty. Yeah, Monty Python. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, that just is. That was from their TV show, man.
A TV show?
Yeah, they had a TV show.
Huh.
And movies. Yeah. And they're all about.
So what movie was that from? Was that from the Holy Grail?
No, that was not from the Holy Grail. That was from one of the TV shows. Last I knew. Yeah, and then
caught me there.
They have other songs. They do like jokes and songs, and I got some Life of Brian stuff ahead too. But also I got something, you know, your spam email. You know, you got spam in your email. There's a song that came from Monty Python. They invented that term, and
I thought that was food.
It is, but the idea is when they came up with spam email, like, you know, that this is junk email. It came from the Mighty
Email that you didn't invite.
Right.
You didn't approve.
So that came from the Mighty Python bit called spam.
Huh. Well, I guess we're stuck with it.
I know. So we'll play that segment next for you. Then, you know, and remember BillsFireWord.com.
Educational.
Yeah.
Educational clip here.
Right.
Morning.
Morning.
What you got then?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, 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 egg and spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, spam and spam. Oh, lobster thermidor, crevettes with mornay sauce, garnished with truffle pate brandy, and a fried egg on top and spam.
Have you got anything without spam in it?
Well, spam, egg, sausage and spam. It's not got much spam in it.
I don't want any spam. Why can't you have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Not as much as spam, egg, sausage and spam.
Look, could I have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
Sausage without the spam!
Why not?
No! It would be egg, bacon, spam and sausage, wouldn't it?
I don't like spam! Well, don't make a fuss, dear. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam and spam!
Baked beans are off!
Well, can I have spam instead?
You mean spam, 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 spam!
Seth, we got to get you an appointment.
I know, right?
We need to make you an appointment, get you some therapy.
I have to say,
I got to move my chair over a little bit.
If you haven't seen,
I thought I knew you.
if you haven't seen either The Holy Grail or Life of Brian, it's two movies I highly suggest.
I've seen a little bit of Holy Grail, but I have no idea what it's about.
I'll definitely hook you up with a hookup on that one. It's worth it.
Yeah, I don't. It's like I have no clue what's going on. Just a guy pretending he's a king or something.
Yeah.
Pretending he's riding a horse and somebody's clapping coconuts behind him or something.
There's so many little subplots of that are so hilarious.
Yeah, it probably goes right over my head.
Oh, no, if you pay attention, you'll catch them. They're hilarious little bits there.
Jeez.
It's one of those movies that keeps you captivated, but at the end, it's kind of like almost not nonsense.
That's still going to make you an appointment.
Well, you know, on the positive note, you know.
Did you check out? shoot.
I grew up on Mighty Python as a kid. They had a TV show on PBS, and I will admit that kind of, you know, probably shouldn't have been watching some of it, but it was always humorous to me.
Huh.
You know, what caught me once was a segment where they just were slapping each other with a huge fish. Both of them were just back and forth slapping. And I thought, you know, this is like so goofy. It caught me onto their other stuff. And it was more, like, deeper than that comedy. But I always loved comedy. Just like Blazing Saddles is a funny movie.
Well, yeah, that
movie.
Caught me by surprise, Blazing Saddles. Yeah. That is, you know, I mean, somebody had to stay up late to think about, you know, all that goofy stuff. And and actually put it on the movie screen.
Oh, definitely.
I spend millions, and I guess they made a lot of money off the movie, though. It's one of the big hits.
One of the things that's kind of interesting about Mighty Python is I think it was Paul McCartney from the Beatles financed many of the Mighty Python. It was George Harrison, I think. Yeah, it was George Harrison, or it was McCarthy. One of those two helped finance Holy Grail movie for Life and for Mighty Python.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's like that was pretty neat. Because one of the Beatle members thought it was so funny that they had to be financed, you know. So,
well, you know, there's probably a lot of behind the scenes things for a lot of movies and whatnot.
Definitely.
That we'd be shocked if we knew the real stories. But hey, the end result is, I guess it's money, you know.
Right.
Somebody's got to make a buck.
Right.
And the ones that make a lot of money are the ones that stick with you, I think.
Right, right.
And, I got a cramp in my leg.
Well, that's a time for us to cut out. We, you know, let's say goodnight to everybody, and because...
You got a Monty Python...
ending here, yeah.
Ending, yeah, ending. Yeah. All right. Yeah, hey, it was a lot of fun.
Definitely.
It's good to laugh once in a while,
right,
you know, in this day and age. Okay, everybody, see you next week, and... you know, smile once in a while.
See ya.
But, man, you know what they say? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on! Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, cheer up.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Records available
always
in the foyer.
Right.
Someone's got to live as well, you know. Who do you think pays for all this rubbish?
Always look,
they make the money back,
right,
you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Always look.